Hi, my name is Chris Lloyd. I'm in the physics 180A, and I'm from Santa Barbara, California. It's a really nice city. It's kind of a beach town. I have a nice house. My family's pretty cool. I have two older brothers and a younger sister. I spent the summer working with my two older brothers. We all work for my dad, so I spent a lot of time with them in the summer. And that was cool because the oldest one's 25, the middle one's 21, and then I'm 19. So once they moved out of the house, you know, we didn't really hang out a whole lot, and this was the first time in a while that, like, we spent 8 hours a day, 5 days a week together. So, and then plus now we're all older and we get along more, whereas when we're, you know, you're young and you share a bedroom with your brother, you're gonna fight. And but yeah, we're getting along pretty well now. My family, yeah, my mom's cool, my dad's cool, my little sister's cool too. I really like my family. I like my hometown. I was glad to leave because I wanted to experience something new, but I do miss it, and I really think it's a great place. But yeah, and my major is bio. I'm a biology major. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm kind of, I don't know. I like science. I like reading about, I like learning about, like, the body and like systems in the body. But just, I would like to do it at my own pace. Let's just say that. I don't always want to read a bio textbook. I'd like to read, but I'd rather read novels that are interesting rather than textbooks. But that's cool. Whatever. It'll pay off in the end. So I'm taking physics because I have to. I'm sure 80% of the class is doing the same thing. So that's probably a common answer. Physics is important to me, and not really my future. It's actually not even that important to me. It does have to deal with my life, but the actual process of breaking down, like, components and solving, like, for force, I don't do any of that in my life. I might do it mentally and kind of have, like, a gauge in my head, but I can almost guarantee I'll use very little of what you teach me. I'll be able to, like, understand, and I'll see something, and I'll be like, okay, oh, I know why that's happening. I could solve for, I know the highest point of that. I know what projectile motion is, but I doubt after this class I will solve for height or something like that. But yeah, at least now I know, like, what normal force is, and, you know, when I'm jumping, I always kind of, like, you know, when you jump, it's like, I always thought you push off the ground, but it's more of the ground is pushing off you. The ground is pushing you up instead of, and that's what makes you get airborne. I don't know, that's cool. I kind of like the abstract thought. Physics could be one of my favorite sciences. I don't know. I kind of like it. It's okay. I don't like the fact that I'm not doing well in it, but that's fine. I'll do better. I think I have, like, a D right now. That's cool. It's because my homework sucks and just been sliding by. And I hope I will improve, and I think I will. And, I mean, that kind of goes with, like, the intellectual growth this class is going to give me. Like, the way you want us to format our homework, for one. I mean, like, Tony, about 3 days ago, I came in and talked to you about the homework, and, you know, you were telling me, like, your diagram needs to be drawn with a ruler, which it seems kind of like an anal thing to me. It's kind of, that's, I don't know, not a big deal in my life. I'm kind of sloppy. I'm not a perfectionist at all, but boy, that's cool because, you know, you should worry about the little things, and if I just put more time into little things, like little assignments, I would do better in the overall class, you know, so it will definitely help my college experience and my grades. And the problem-solving method is good because it shows that you know what you're actually, you know, the whole problem. You know what you're talking about. You understand the different variables and why this happens. Like when you're jumping, you know, it's actually the normal force that's pushing you up, and it's not. I always thought, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, and like you could solve for any random variable that you want, and I don't know, I guess that'll be cool, but like, you don't just ask for an answer, which, you know, I've always thought I was a pretty good test taker, which is good when you're like on multiple choice questions, but when I actually have to explain something and I don't know what I'm talking about, that's not good. But then I'm actually learning, because if I have to break down a problem, I know that I know it, and I'm actually learning. I like college. San Diego State, it turned out to be pretty good. I mean, I like San Diego, the city. I like it. I came here, I started surfing here, I like that a lot. And that's probably one of the best parts about San Diego, has good surf, and beach is pretty nice, pretty good weather. I can't really complain about San Diego, but, you know, maybe UCSD would have been better, I don't know. Probably not. I do like State sometimes. Sometimes I hate State. So, like, when I was registering for classes this year, I was pretty pissed off. But that's cool. It's probably only going to get better. So, I don't really expect too much from college. I think, you know, pretty much all I expect is a degree and to actually know shit, or actually know stuff, actually know things. And, but, like, growing as a person, like moving away from home, getting out of your comfort zone, that was a good thing. I was in the, you know, freshman last year, so I didn't really know a whole lot of people, and you kind of just not really sure, and you experience a whole lot of new stuff. Well, I don't know, sometimes it could be like high school, but you're kind of more on your own. Like, I would never, you know, do my laundry. You know, I always had, like, the comforts of home. So, it's kind of good to be independent. But besides that, I don't really expect a whole lot of college. I'm looking forward to the next 2 years, and I'm hoping I will do better in this class.